An easier way to remember the words. A simpler way to understand the world. From word to world. Join us. Word of the day. 英语其实很简单。AU English. You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is resign. It means to give up one's office or position. 辞职。Mr. Lee resigned his position last month. 李先生上个月辞去了他的职位。Now let's learn the word in the news. 何炅, a teacher and famous TV host, has resigned from the university he works for, following freeloading allegations. While Qiao Mu, one of his BFSU colleagues, accused him of abusing public resources without even working for the university. Now the BFSU has issued a statement refuting the freeloading rumor amid massive media attention.The statement says he was mainly assigned with campus image publicity and other tasks since the year 2007 staff reshuffle, and that he had returned all his salaries during the year 2007 and 2015 period. The statement said he has voluntarily resigned after serious consideration, and that the university welcomes media and public supervision.So, what is actually the school faculty responsibility in the university here in China and around the world? For more about this, now joining us on the phone line is Anthony Welch, Professor of Education from University of Sydney. Usually, what are the main requirements for the staff in the university to follow?
A normal staff member would have three components to their workload: research, teaching,and service to the community. And in this case, I guess, it's the service to the community that would probably be the more important one to focus on. For universities in general, the alumni are a very important resource, mm-hmm. and one that universities do want to cultivate. They want to maintain connections with their alumni, mm-hmm. and in the case of people like He Jun that mm-hmm. have gone on to becomea very major public figure, mm-hmm. it can be a real advantage to the university.
Well, thank you very much. So that is Anthony Welch, Professor of Education from University of Sydney. That is this episode of AU English. Thank you for listening. Talk with you next time.